the second day of Queen Esther's feast, in honor of Haman and the king. She knows just how to set the right mood by presenting both men with their favorite drinks and food. The king tells Esther time and again that whatever she wishes is her command. And because she finds favor in his eyes, with great determination gives her reply. King Ahasuerus, I have just one plea. Please don't kill my people, please let us be. We tried to live earnestly and do what's right. We shouldn't be punished cause of one man's spite. This evil man doesn't care what you stand to lose, as long as he benefits from killing the Jews. So I'm singing to you in chapter 7 song. You've been misled and lied to all along. Esther, please tell me who would do such a thing, undermine my rule with such audacity. My king, he's obnoxious and filled with sin. He's sitting right next to you, the wicked Haman. The truth's been revealed to the almighty king. He storms out in rage cause deceit really stings. Haman breaks down, falls apart at the seams. Sobs, begs, and pleads, afraid of his fate. He desperately throws himself to Queen Esther's feet, which looks to the king like extreme adultery. As he storms back into this pathetic display, with supreme authority, has this to say. I can't believe Haman, you would do such a thing, undermine my role with such audacity. You're obnoxious, evil, and filled with sin. I have no use for you, your future is grim. There's nothing you can say, there's nothing you can do. I'm stopping your plan, long live the Jews. I used to think you worthy, but my mind has changed. Your fate is sealed and you'll soon be hanged. Those gallows you built, 50 cubits high, with the intent of killing noble Mordecai, will now be used to kill you instead, because in chapter 7 you wind up dead. No one will ever do such a thing, undermine my rule with such audacity. There's no room for obnoxiousness, evil, and sin anywhere in my royal kingdom.